Welcome to another new episode of the Declutter Me podcast with myself, Shalina. I hope you're well wherever you are in the world. So I've had a request from a follower to talk about organizing the workspace or home office for couples who have to share their space. So during COVID, many of you were at breaking point, having to share the office with your other half, with your children, with your animals. You know, you're sharing your office desk, your dining table, and it was just a nightmare. So although many people are going back to offices, some still work from home and have to deal with the clutter from their other half, and also due to general clutter in the area. So I thought, hey, let's talk about this today. Let's talk about organizing your office space to make it easier for all of you to have calm, zen-like area to work at your best capacity, really. Now, I have to admit, while I was preparing for this episode, I did declutter and organize my desk. And if I can procrastinate and deal with something else other than writing and preparing for my podcast, I will do. So yeah, organizing and decluttering was what happened to me. But we have the episode today. We're going to do this. We're going to do it together. We're going to talk about how to get you a great organized desk. So first of all, do you need to be in the same room? Can you have your desk in other rooms? Can you have one in the spare room, one in the office, one in the living room, one in the basement? If you function differently and have different ways of doing things, is there any point sharing an office space and arguing about accommodating each other's whims? Like, separate yourselves from each other and, like, yeah, just have different offices. So if you can do that, and then you can bypass a lot of this episode. Well, preferably don't, but, you know, you could. But if you do have to share an office together, let's talk about what's in the room. If there are several big pieces of furniture, do they need to be in there? Are they suitable for a home office environment? If this space or this room is going to be your home office only, ensure that you only have those office items in the area. So remove any broken, anything tatty, you know, tatty old bookshelves and furniture pieces. If you bought sports equipment, which you didn't use during the lockdown, you're still not going to use it now, aren't you? So get rid of that. Like, sell it, recycle it, donate it, get it out of your life. If you use a room that's also used for other functions, such as the living room or the kitchen, then you have to make a rule to clear that space each day of office items. So the guidelines need to be specific and attainable for the other person so that you can live harmoniously together during and after the office times. So now let's deal with the small items, especially stationery. Collect all the stationery from all the rooms everywhere and then categorize them into pens, pencils, rubbers, rulers, highlighters, post-it notes, staplers, pins, everything and anything. And what I usually do is sit on the floor and then categorize everything properly. And I also remove everything that's broken, old, doesn't work, don't like using, especially with pens. And I put the ones that are usable into a bag to give to donation, and the other half I put into recycling or throwing away into the trash. So think about what you have. Do you need 5 calculators for 2 people? Most probably not. You just need 2. And how many rubbers can one household have? Like, you really don't need loads of rubbers. And I'm talking about rubbers as in erasers. You don't need millions of them unless you guys are eating it or something. So give it away for charity. And then you can organize the stationery into boxes or drawers. So it's easy to find everything in less than 5 seconds moving forward. If you have desk drawers that have got space, then you can put little trays and put the stationery in there as well. But you shouldn't have that much stationery that you need lots of boxes or that you need a whole shelf for it. Keep it minimal, keep it clean, keep it simple. And that's what you need to do with your desk, with your drawer units, with your shelving. So on my desk, I only have a few things on there, such as cool cup holder, magazine files for my notebooks and receipts, and a weekly planner and a few lamps, but that's it. I also have a jar with lipsticks in them because I found post lockdown that I was wearing a mask and forgetting to wear lipstick. So I had to use up my lipstick. You know, I love my lipstick. So what I started doing was having this jar of lipsticks by my side. It's on my desk. And I use it every time I'm recording a podcast episode or on a Zoom call so that I use up the lipsticks more and more. I still haven't gone through them. So I need to get, you know, look at them now and maybe declutter them because it's been a few years. But it's a good way to, you know, make sure I'm using up the stuff that I need to use. So do that as well. So if you have a lot of lipsticks, you can put them into a container or a jar on your desk and start using them up during the Zoom calls. As we're talking about personal items, let's talk about like personal items on your desk. Do you need several photos of your family and friends on your desk? Can you put them on shelving somewhere else or on the wall? I have my nephews looking at me from above my monitor all the time because I didn't want it on my desk and I had space on my wall. So I put it on my wall so that I could see them whenever I wanted to. I don't have greeting cards, unused mugs, dead plants. I have one cactus that's still alive. So that's, and it's very small. So get everything that you don't need, don't use. It's taking up valuable real estate on your desk and remove that from your desk. Also, look at your electronics. Like, do you need to have the printer on your desk? I have mine on a cabinet next to my desk, so I don't need it on my desk. My monitor is big, but it's a computer and a monitor. So I have an iMac. So use, you know, if you can do that, get all in one, do that. Even for the printer, get it all in one that scans, prints, and does everything else. And so, you know, if you do have a computer tower, put that on the floor instead of having that on your desk. So you free up some valuable real estate. Also with hard drives, if you have hard drives, try and move on to cloud. So you can use Google, iCloud, Dropbox, put everything onto the cloud and then you use up less hard drives and less money on having these hard drives as well. Now, as I said, I have a stacked drawer unit, which is next to my desk, which has all my important things. So it has essential stationery, electronics, clear folders, and a big notebook, which I don't need to use often. And I review my desk every week and the drawers every other month, and I declutter whatever I don't use. And, you know, especially what I haven't used since the last session. So these sessions are usually 10 to 15 minutes long. So they're always a mini declutter session. So I do that. Like, you know, I tell you all the time to have a mini declutter session. So do the same as what I do. And that's what I do. 10, 15 minutes, listen to music, declutter the desk, declutter the drawers. And you don't have to organize it at the same time. Do the declutter one day, then organize another day. But make sure you can always find everything that you do need in less than 5 seconds moving forward. Now, if you don't have much desk space or drawers, get shelving, you know, to put your folders, your books, your other stationery and other items on it. To prevent the books looking messy, use bookends. You know, there are always some nice ones around. You can get them on sale. Put them on to keep the books in, you know, together. You can do the rainbow color thing for the books if you want. I don't. I do it by category and I do it by which ones I love the most as higher up. And the ones that I want to see more often. So do what makes you happy with how you want to organize your books. Another way to organize your stuff other than using bookshelves is to use cubbies. I used to have cubby shelving before, which was from IKEA, until like I bought my gorgeous bookshelf that's behind now. And they, cubbies are great. They're a great way to store items and to fit baskets into them. But they are, you know, there is a way to fill up more clutter into these cubbies, I find. So the less you have, the better. So that's why I moved to open shelving. So I knew that I would have less on there. I'd have less clutter, even though I still have a lot of books on there. So let's talk about systems. You need to have systems in place to store your items moving forward. Now, I'm not a fan of filing trays as they are clutter collectors. I use a clear folder to fill with receipts, and then every few weeks I spend a few minutes organizing those receipts and filing them away in a folder. If you must have a tray, make sure you review that pile every week to ensure that it does not overflow. And also have a recycle bin, a shredder, and a rubbish bin near you to put the stuff into those in there, you know, whatever you review from your filing tray. And with all paperwork that comes onto your desk, always remember my acronym FAT, File, Act, Toss. I talked about it in episode 1, so you can have a listen there and I'll include it in the show notes. But always think of that when you're dealing with your paperwork and with your emails. Now, if you have space, have a fireproof cupboard or safe to store your important personal work and financial documents. That's very, very important because you never know what might happen. And also make sure you have home insurance as well in case of these things happen. But I cannot stress enough, you know, especially if you have to do tax returns or you keep your passports around your desk area, put them in a fireproof safe. So these are my top tips to get your office space organized for both of you and to get it organized for yourself, even if you are alone and have your own desk by yourself like I do. So I hope you found them useful. If you need help to organize your space, whether virtually or in person, get in touch and book a session with me at www.decluttrme.com. And you can follow me on all social media at decluttrme. Thank you for listening as always, and tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening. Speak to you next week. Bye.